The current spoiler warning level is Azure.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of Azure. We're talking about a machine and some variants from SD Gundam. And so you're good to go. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Mechanista NG, your home for robot shenanigans. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Dylan. This time I did it after you introduced yourself instead of before.
Yeah, you know, I gave you a chance to do it right this time.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know why I added the comma at the end. You introduced it, and then you gave like a big delay, so my brain was just like, oh, clearly you introduced yourself. Before catching up with my own brain and then going, wait, no, you didn't. Look, there are two modes of operation. I don't know.
A Gundam battle operation. All right, let's roll from this listener request list. First, we'll do, you know how this works. You know how this works by now.
Everyone knows how it
works. Okay, second half of the list. Get a D10.
The wild half, okay. Speaking of GBO2, did you see that they added the Gym 3 powered full armor bulldog?
I did.
I figured that you would enjoy that.
Good shit. Hey!
What did we get?
We got the Knight Gundam.
Oh! Like the SD Gundam Knight Gundam?
Well, I mean, there's also a non-SD version, but yes. The one from that.
Yes. Okay. Well, oh god. Okay, so, well, the Knight Gundam that is the non-SD one is based on the SD one, is the thing.
Of course.
Okay.
We got a link right there. Just click the link.
I clicked the link. I'm just thinking about things ahead of time. The one other design we'll talk about probably is the Superior Dragon, then, I take it?
Well, we could talk about the Musha. Probably.
I don't want to go through all the Mushas. There's three Mushas that we'd have to go through.
Okay. All right.
We'll do the Mushas on their own thing, is the thing.
That's fine. Okay. Actually, we need to add a tab for SDs. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Whoever. Was it Chris that requested this, if I remember right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, Chris from.
Yeah, that's MHQ. Chris.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Making me. Adding SD Gundams. We'll figure out our policy for SD Gundams at some point. Given how inaccessible the media is for SD Gundams, though, is the problem. This one is fine. This one's great, because this one's easy to talk about, but. So.
No model number.
No model number, no. The Knight Gundam. So. This is. So this is a Gundam from SD Gundam Gaiden, which is a, as the name implies, was like a spin-off of the original SD Gundam storyline. The original storyline, I believe, was just like the Musha Gundam stuff. And what happened is, and then you had this spin-off, which focuses more on like knights, and it's basically, they made Dragon Quest clones of it on purpose, because basically they are like, you know, fantasy, but like that like RPG realm of fantasy with how the stories go. And especially, like, when you look at, like, the card series and stuff, how they go. And actually, I do like... The thing is, SD Gundam Gaiden is the one I really like. So, you know what? First, we'll talk about the original design, like, the SD version, and then we'll talk about the non-SD one, because the SD one's just a cute little guy, and he'll be easy to talk about. And the design is actually pretty different from the un-SD one, so... Plus, I need to think about how I talk about SDs now, because this is becoming more and more a reality. So the head, it is a classic Gundam head. Forehead jewel, you know, two eyes, the face with the vents. Primary difference is on the side vents of the head, they are actually now the little slide for a night visor. It also has the Mohawk camera, but it is filled in, so it looks more like a crest rather than just like the Mohawk. For the torso, you've got a very simple armored torso. You've got, like, you know, plate in the middle, and then like a section of blue armor around the bottom of that on either side. Mm-hmm. The shoulders, you've got a... I like the shoulders a lot, actually, on the Knight Gundam. The shoulders are basically like rounded knight shoulders. They have a spike coming out of the front and back of them, though. And I just like the shape of them. And again, with the arms, the simple, you know, mobile suit arms, but they're colored more so they look like, you know, plate mail. For the skirt, you've got a large central fold, so it is actually like, you know, again, knight skirt armor rather than Gundam skirt armor, and you've got like two side skirts. They're just sections layered over. No upper leg to speak of because we're talking about an SD design. But you do have feet and, like, you know, a sort of vestiges of a leg that have little spikes on them, but otherwise are very similar to, like, the actual, you know, Gundam feet, other than the ankle armor having spikes on the sides. And for the weapons, you actually have a multitude of weapons on this. You've got a really cool-looking shield. It still has the cross on it, like, you know, like the classic Gundam shield, but, like, the top of it's got, like, little slits in the armor. And then also it contains its sword within the shield, which is pretty cool. Also, on the other hand, the important weapon is it has a lance. And I like the lance because it's a lance. Also for the backpack, it has a cape. It's not really a backpack. It has a cape.
Well, it's a kind of a cute little like cape, right?
Yeah. It's a cute cape. The un-SD'd version of this adds a lot more details. So to go over what basically changes, the forehead jewel on the un-SD'd version now is more of an actual jewel, which is kind of funny. Like, it doesn't have the, you know, original Gundam forehead jewel shape in the way the SD does. This one is, like, it's a bit more rounded, so it looks like, you know, there's just a jewel there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the proportions have changed, but the details are pretty similar on the head. The torso is where you get a lot of detail changes. They add a extra jewel to the middle of the chest plate mail. And now, like, those little parts that were originally, like, the body, like, the underside of the body, are now actually, like, pseudo-chest vents. The little blue sections like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have just invented an actual torso divider. So... you know, it's very classic Gundam style. It even looks like it has a cockpit, basically, even though it doesn't, because this thing is alive. Also on the torso, the collar parts have actually extended upward. Kind of almost like Gundam Mark II, like the little, you know, collar camera on there, but it's got them on both sides. No camera, obviously, inside of them, but... for the shoulders, the primary change is... the armor design is the same, but the spikes have... now become like ruby jewels, and it almost appears like they have a thruster in the side of them now on the un-SD one, alongside having a part that goes down even further to protect the bicep. The forearms have changed significantly. Instead of just being like basically plate mail forearms, we've added on the where the joint is, where the arm rotates, we have spikes coming out of either side, along with a really big elbow armor. And then it has almost like knuckles, basically, on the wrist there, like, that look like they should fold down. I don't know if they actually do, but it looks like they should. Because it's just like a bracelet with spikes on it. Like little studded spikes.
Yeah, and they're not like over the... they're not really over the knuckles, though, in a weird way.
Yeah, they're just over the wrist. For the skirt actually changes pretty significantly here. Instead of being like... a what you would expect like a proper fold to be, it actually removes like the screws from the front of it, which is interesting that they actually remove a detail. And the side skirts have spikes added to them now on the round parts of them. I guess the thing is they change parts of this because this also needs to work as how a Gundam moves instead of like the SDs, which are a lot more... even though the SDs are obviously not as human-like, in a way, they are able to get away with way more than when you're making, like, you know, an un-SD'd machine for video games and whatnot. Since typically what the Knight Gundam shows up as, like, is in video games like Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3 or in Gundam Extreme Versus, they added the Knight Gundam to that in Extreme Versus 2. And, of course, I think they did an un-SD'd model of this, like a... Metal Robot Spirits. Let me look, actually. just because I'm curious. Because, yeah, they've done a couple of Metal Robot Spirits Knight Gundams, which look incredible, by the way, I'm just going to say. But, yeah. And actually have a design that's even more different from the design here, which I think this line art specifically is for Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you can see the Extreme Versus art, and it is different.
Yeah, and let me see the Extreme Versus art. Does that resemble the... the Extreme Versus art... Oh, no, even that doesn't resemble the toy. This is very funny. Everyone making an un-SD'd Knight Gundam actually has a fucking time of it where they just are like, okay, it's SD, so I have free reign. Like, this has elements of that, but it's not quite the same. They all kind of do, right? Like, they all have elements of one another, but none of them are exactly the same. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, they're all just like, I mean, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have some fun. Fuck you.
To finish over the art, though, there, for the legs, on the knees, the thighs are simple. The knees, though, we've added, like, this kind of, like, it's got, like, a sharp knee armor with a red jewel embedded in it, which mm-hmm. looks really cool. I like the way that looks. Along with spikes on the legs, you know, on either side where the joint is. Little leg thrusters on the sides of the calves, as well as more spikes on the ankle armor, which the original one had, and then pointy shoes on this version of it, actually, which is kind of funny because the original does not have that. Mm-hmm. Do we want to mention these other variations of them too? Because they're all different.
Sure. Let's go into the full armor mode.
Yeah, so this is, again, for... Well, oh no, what I meant was, do we want to go over the other variations of that Knight Gundam design?
Oh, I mean...
Real quick. It could be real quick.
Yeah, I just don't know how to list this.
Robot Spirits version and Extreme Versus version?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Okay. The primary changes on the Robot Spirits version are the torso jewel, instead of being located in the center, is now located on top of the armor. It still does, like, the thing where it makes the pseudo chest vents. It's just not quite the same design, though. Like, it's a bit thinner in a lot of aspects. The shoulders also have, like, the little bladed part that is around the top has actually, like, gotten larger, so it almost looks like... it looks like it just has two large saws on top of the shoulder in a weird way. Like, you know, it's weird. Like, two discs.
Mm-hmm.
The spikes have been removed from the shoulders, which I think actually looks a little better, honestly. Like, it looks like it has, like, little steel studs now that are spikes, but, like, they're not as prominent. They're not red, and they're not, like, they don't go as far, out. The shoulders are also, they go a bit lower. Instead of having a part that protects the bicep like normal, instead, like, the whole shoulder just happens to, like, cover the upper bicep because of it, the segments going lower.
Mm-hmm.
This one actually puts the knuckles on the fists instead of on the wrists, which is where it feels like they should be.
True.
Otherwise, the arms are actually pretty similar. You still have, like, the spikes on the side, though. Again, the spikes are more subdued. For the skirt, a bit more of a lining around the center part of the skirt. And on the side skirts, the spikes have been toned down, though the armor has gotten longer and covers more of the thigh. Same thing with the legs. The spikes have been toned down. Still has the jewel in the knees. And it still has the, I like the way the little folds in the armor that are on the artwork that we looked at are, like, more pointy and, like, sticking up on the front of the leg there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. The ankle armor has been significantly toned down with both the spikes, and it just doesn't have a... On the art we were looking at, it has, like, a middle portion that sticks forward in front of the foot, and on this, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The feet are still pointy, though, and they're actually pointier. Which, again, just a fun design difference there. Finally, for the video game. The video game one is very similar to the Robot Spirits one, with toning down the spikes, only now it has basically made some of them be, like, completely blunted, such as on the skirt and the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the other change is the torso armor is now blue with a green jewel in the middle of it, as well as... some blue central armor on the skirt. Like, the blue is just a different color. It's not dark blue. It's, like, light blue.
Mm-hmm.
and just the armor design has changed. It's really interesting, though, because it's like a mix of all the designs. I guess whoever was making Extreme Versus was just like, fuck it, we have to do something.
I mean, I like this one the best. I think a big part of that, I like the chest a lot, and then also I like the cape on it that it has, which is very much like the, you know, like, Death Scythe Hell Wings style of, like, just, you know, like, folded plates of armor.
Yeah, which I should say, that actually also comes up on the Robot Spirits, which
also has that,
which is pretty cool. And just to show on the Robot Spirits, it actually separates, like, how you would expect it to as well.
Nice.
Oh, pretty cool. All right, so we've talked about all those Night Gundam variations, and I know there are more. There are probably more. A lot of people have un-SD'd the Night Gundam. We don't got to talk about all of them, though, because we'll be here a long time. We already talked about way more than we usually do. So, next we'll talk about the Full Armor Mode. So, what the Full Armor Mode does is you add basically, like, this blue armor over the whole thing. On the SD one, it changes so the forehead jewel is now actually on top of the visor, so it looks like the visor can actually fold down.
Mm-hmm.
It also adds wings to the helmet on the sides. The visor has been changed to blue. The torso, you have some blue armor with some silver detail. The shoulders have actually toned down a little bit. Instead of being like more rounded, they are more square. And you have like little parts that stick up on either side. And then finally, with the skirts, you have a cross added to the central skirt. And, again, the legs, you can't really talk about the differences because STs don't have much of legs.
No, not really.
For the Night Gundam Dynasty Warriors version art, which luckily for you, we don't have the full armor version of Extreme Versus 2, even though that exists, but we don't have an easy way of looking at that. And I'm not going to pause gameplay videos, so... this basically, the full armor on the Dynasty Warriors version adds... It does the same changes to the head armor, though it does also change the V-fin to white, I should note. The original one basically looks like it doesn't have the V-fin anymore. I'm trying to look, and I'm not really seeing it on a lot of the full armor art. So, but on this one, it turns white. On the Dynasty Warriors version, also the torso, we've added some extra armor with little red jewels in it. The shoulder armor, again, same change, more square. Will stick up at the end. The front and back of it has like a red jewel. The forearms, we've added like a bunch of layered armor. The skirts are now like a bit more, it looks like armor has been bolted on over it, which, you know, it's a full armor as it should look. Uh-huh. And then the legs actually don't change between the two versions though, so not really a lot to talk about there.
I like the way the waist armor change, where it's not like, you know, usually in Gundam we have like the front skirt, the back skirt, and then one piece each of side skirt. And the way it's changed here looks more like, you know, knight armor with the multi segments.
Yep. All right. Now I need to find this. Give me 1 second.
Oh, I've got this. Don't worry.
Oh, you already have the yeah. Well, I need to pull it up for my own reference.
There you go.
Yep. So, there's also a Full Armor Knight Gundam Robot Spirits. Sorry, before we move on from that, should note the armament change. Now it has a flaming sword. It is, sure. Like, the sword looks like it's just called a fire sword. It is just a stronger sword that I assume has fire magic. And the shield becomes, like, this big, it's like a green color instead, which is really weird. It still has, like, the Federation cross on it, just big green shield. The Metal Robot Spirits of this, so, the head has the yellow V-fins again. The torso armor, I really like how it looks on this Metal Robot Spirits, because it looks like, it almost looks like an Aura Battler or something with the torso, because it has, like, this sort of translucent-y color, like this, the blue they chose is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reflectiveness, like, of it. I couldn't tell if it was translucent because I'm seeing, like, the light blue, or if that's just, it's, like, a blue that has, like, a lot of, like, good lighting catching it there. It looks great. I love how that looks. The silver lining is a bit fancier on this Metal Robot Spirits as well. The other problem with the Dynasty Warriors version is it's still actually like a white Gundam underneath. This makes it so the whole Gundam is kind of tinged in blue, which I think looks really good. The shoulders are fancier, and they're actually a little less, like, they don't have, like, the part that goes up at the end as hard as the, it's not as harsh of a direction upward as the, Dynasty Warriors version.
Mm-hmm.
I also really just like all the silver around it, having, like, all these, like, little, like, glyphs written into it or something. Same changes on the skirt, though, and the hands. The knees actually have additional armor on this, which I think looks really cool. You just got these big metal plates over the knees, both above and below the jewel. And the skirt armor, or sorry, not the skirt, the ankle armor has actually changed too. The ankle armor, you now have this like big, it's just like a meaner looking ankle armor that has some grooves in it. I like all like the metal detailing on the Metal Robot Spirits version of this. It looks good.
Also, there's some movability that is pretty cool.
Oh?
Look at this.
Let's see. Oh, right! I forgot! So, something that doesn't come up on the full armor of the Dynasty Warriors version, but comes up on the SD one and on this one, it has, like, wings, like, instead of a cape. Like, it has, like, weird little back wings that pop up, and I love the design of those.
And also, its shield can expand.
The shield pops open on the Metal Robot Spirits, which is really cool. I think on the Metal Robot Spirits also, yeah, the lance has changed design. The lance now has, Actually, the lance is the same design that they gave to the Night Gundam Robot Spirits, now that I look at it. Where, the way that they changed the lance is they added, like, two little, like, sub, like, blades at the bottom base of it, which looks really cool. But yeah, just a cool looking design. I actually like the full armor a little bit more overall than the original. Now you might be thinking, oh, we're done here then, right? Because there's no un-SD'd one.
But we already said
not Superior Dragon. I'm talking about one more form of the Night Gundam.
Okay.
Didn't bring up. Because there's also the Vassal Night Gundam, or Versal Night Gundam.
Okay, sure. Don't... Versal, shut the fuck up.
Look, that's how they translate it sometimes. It should be Vassal Night, but sometimes they translate it as Versal. Look, don't be mean to me. I'm not the one who did that. Versal Night is actually, if I remember right, also how they actually did it on the P-Bandai store. Yes, it is. Good.
They just misspelled Serval.
Anyway, so... This is an important upgrade to talk about, because like this one quite a bit.
This is an upgrade? What?
Yeah. I mean,
I assumed since it was a vassal, I assumed it was like a subordinate of the
Night
Gundam.
No. This is an upgrade. So, what the Night Gundam gets here is it still retains the same helmet from the full armor Night Gundam, though you add a spike to the visor, as well as making the visor kind of... It's a bit more inward shaped. It just gets a little fancier. Still has the little wings at the end of it. The torso armor is now all white with these two red jewels in the middle. The shoulders now have full-on shields as pauldrons, which I love. It typically also will wield its spear and its sword at the same time, which I think is sick as hell. Alongside having a changed skirt. Sadly, I don't have better... art of the... Oh, here we go. I do have better art, because there was actually the BB Senshi kit of this, so... Which is a little different than the old art, again, but whatever. Everyone's always reinterpreting this art. You can see, though, so, the skirts, though, are all white. Basically, a lot of the armor has become all white. The sword has added a cross to it now, too. And the spear, you now have two blades on the front of it. I just think this is a cool form, and it has the coolest of the Metal Robot Spirits out of all of these, because take a look at this. I love how they did this here.
Wow.
Same changes, overall. A couple of extras, though, to talk about on this un-SD'd version. The knees, the armor has changed again on the knees. Now it has, like, the crosses on it. The shoulders have gotten longer, even, so they now cover, like, They go all the way to the forearm. There's also, like, little talons on the forearm now, like, on the wrist. It still has, like, the knuckles, too, but, like, the wrists have, like, dragon talons, which makes sense. Along with, if you look at the wings on the back, it obviously has dragon-styled wings as well, which look really cool.
See, in SD form, I was really not here for this design, but this sells me. This looks great.
Mm-hmm. This one also does the cool thing where if you look at the spear, those little blades at the front actually can, like, fold up when it's, like, not in use, and then they pop out like that.
Okay, the spear looks stupid, but...
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. It's got the weird little teeth at the front. This is a cool-looking Gundam, in my opinion, though. I like this Night Gundam a lot. But yeah. All right. Now, one more thing to talk about is... Eventually, a thing happens, and the Night Gundam becomes, fuses with the Satan Gundam. You gotta keep that note.
Sure.
To become the Superior Dragon.
Well, hold on then.
Do we have to talk about Satan Gundam then?
I think we have to talk about the Satan Gundam, don't we?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. Chris, thank you for bringing this to us, because this is kind of fun, actually, talking about weird designs like this. The Satan Gundam. He is... Well... So, you've got a Gundam that has, like, a weird head. It's very, like, pointy at the top. It looks like he's wearing a hat, basically, and he has two horns. He still has, like, the forehead jewel, but then, like, the tiniest V-fin in the fucking universe. His eyes are huge and, like, one color, and then he's got, like, these, like, little, like, dots for, like, the actual irises and stuff that, like, make him look constantly stressed. And for the body and such, he's actually almost always wearing his cape around his body.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. I like the way this looks. You know, he's got some, like, golden armor, going on with the cape. Like there's golden lining around the cape and, like, the forearms have golden armor. He's got sharp fingers. And he's got, like, these, like, pointy feet that have that little upturn at the end. And his weapons are... He has, like, a rod with a skull on it, basically.
Like a staff?
It's just... Yeah. I mean, no. It's like a casting rod, is the thing. That's why I called it that.
Okay. I always think of the difference between a casting rod and a staff as to be a purely Final Fantasy fucking stats thing.
Whatever. I mean, it has the skull on top, so I think that's why I'm thinking it's a rod, because typically, like, when you have things called rods in Final Fantasy, it's like, oh, this ends in a jewel or whatever.
Right, but again, you're saying because it's Final Fantasy, you don't have a reference outside of Final Fantasy where this is the case.
That's my reference! That's all I have!
You know what I have, Dylan?
What?
The world! It's big!
Fuck off.
You should take part in it.
No. I refuse.
Go outside, touch grass!
God. The Satan Gundam, shut the fuck up, has other forms, which is to say, when he opens up his cape and he changes form a little, he becomes the Monster Black Dragon, where he's got these, like, red dragon wings. It is revealed under the cape he has, like, a hexagram in the middle of his chest.
Alright, that's cool.
And his forehead, jewel now becomes, like, a dragon head. And the little V-fin become horns. And he's just kind of like, meh. Of course, this leader goes from being this little form, which is cool, to being the Neo Black Dragon, where he gets, like, these, like, cool tentacles coming out of the back, and he's got, like, black bat wings with, like, red demon wings underneath them. Chest now, around the jewel that was in the hexagram, he has, like, a mouth on the chest, like, with two teeth around the jewel, which looks cool. It's just a cool design for a little guy. And of course they made an unlittle guide version of this, which won't go a ton into detail with, but it's really cool. Hold on. You've seen it, right? When they were selling
it. Are you talking
it.
About the robot spirits, this one?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that thing.
That thing looks... I think we should go into it. I think it's
okay,
sick.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let's go into it. So, they did a Metal Robot Spirits, just like with the others. And it can technically do, like, all the forms, because it has... So, like, when you have the cloak closed, It has pieces for the head. I'm assuming it's just pieces. Where it is just, you know, the Satan Gundam, right? He's got, you know, the small diminutive forehead jewel with the tiny V-fin.
His cloak looks so good.
He's got a really cool cloak, though. The way they did the gold lining on the cloak looks incredible here. Plus, you get the more details on the legs. Like, I love the knees having the jewels surrounded by the three-fingered claws. It just looks great. And he's still got, like, the skull staff. He has nails now on this design, too. Like, he's got, like, fingernails.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to see on a Gundam, but also incredibly fucking cool. This design is sick. Of course, that's the weaker form. Then it becomes the Monster Black Dragon form. Which, they kind of mix the two, like, the Neo Black Dragon and the Monster Black Dragon. Because it has, like, you know, a sharp tail. And stuff that, like, kind of gets more associated with the Neo Black Dragon form. But, either way, it's fucking cool, is the thing. So you've got, like, it still has, instead of the, a hexagram on the chest, it's got, like, an octagram? Because it's 8 points, right? So, yeah. It's got, like, an 8-pointed star on the middle of the chest. When the cloak is open, also, like, The cape becomes the wings in a way that looks really cool, though, because, like, it would still look like wings, like, on the outside now that they're open, but it does a good job transforming between, like, cape and wings in a really cool way.
Uh-huh.
You also get, like, more of a view of the body, just all this cool, like, black metal. Lots of matte black on this thing that looks really good. You've got, like, the crotch shield. The head, also, should mention, just really good. So they made it, like, way wider. The, like, when it's in this form, the dragon head on there is kind of gross looking. And then it's got, like, two blades for V-fins instead. Like, the way that they're colored and shaped, they just look like it just has blades coming out. And plus the blades are meaty at the base, too, because they're coming out of that, like, dragon head there, which looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's weapons and stuff. It still has the rod. You get, like, to see all the cool details, like the arm spikes now, and, like, the way the fold is very similar to, like, an evil version of the Night Gun. I mean, that's kind of what this is, right? It is revealed underneath. He is basically an evil version of the Night Gundam in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the evil half of the Night Gundam after the Musha Gundam Mark III split into two forms, it turns out.
Spoilers, I guess.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm not gonna spoiler tag it. I'm just
I know. But yeah, the tail is incredible looking though too. I love like all the like little segments with the teeth on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great looking toy, and I am so surprised they did it. And I'm sad that at the time that this came out, I wasn't like actively working, because this is something that if I was working, I would just be like, fuck it, I will save my money so I can get this. Because this came out in America. But it was in 2020, September 18th, and I was not working at that time, I think. Or I was clearing out my work at the time, and so I was very much like, oh, I have to save all my money. I would have loved, if this came out like last year while I was working, I would have gotten it. Look at this thing. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. I like it more than like the Night Gundams, honestly, like as like a real type robot, just because of how ridiculous it is. The thing about the real types is I like seeing the more ridiculous designs as the real types. It's why I like all the Three Kingdoms Gundams, the real type versions of them also look incredible.
We should talk about those sometime.
Yeah. Because those designs are very extra, so when they become real type designs, they, you know.
It's the only time Liu Bei has ever looked cool.
Yeah. The Liu Bei Gundam lamenting his thighs getting larger because he hasn't ridden his horse in so long, which means he hasn't been in battle. I think about that a lot. I think about Liu Bei being like, my thighs have grown fat. Oh no. Why is he like that? Anyway, whatever. Fuck Xuanda. / Emperor Bei / you know, all that.
Don't call him Emperor.
You called him Emperor Bei for a long time at the end there.
Just because it bothered people.
Yeah, well, it's clearly bothering you, so there we go.
Good point. All right, you know what? Good job.
All right, so when the Night Gundam fuses with his evil self, basically he becomes the what is the Superior Dragon. I don't know the entire backstory about it because, again, Night Gundam stuff, hard to know everything. But I know that they did like an SD Gundam like short on this, but I actually didn't find that, and I still need to download that at some point. So the Superior Dragon is a golden fusion of the two. The head is like, it doesn't have the Night Crest anymore. He actually has Vulcans again, which is very funny that this is like, even though this is a Night Gundam thing, it has Vulcans. The cheek guards still have like the wings on them. The body has become golden. You've got a red jewel in the middle. You've got these fancy shoulders that have dragon heads on either side. Along with a really weird looking sword and then like a shield that is also a dragon head. Lots of dragons going on with this friend. For obvious reasons, because, well, he is the Superior Dragon. The folds are actually very similar to the Night Gundam, like the full armor Night Gundam that has the cross in the middle, and then it's got like the sections, like you had mentioned, like where it's like knight, actual knight armor. I mean, not a lot of detail on the legs because the legs are the legs. But yeah. And he has a tail. He has a pointy tail, kind of similar to like how the Black Dragon has. And this is a card that comes up. This is something that comes up all the time, because then you have like the Superior Dragon form we just talked about, right? And then later in the card game, you get Superior Dragon EX, where the wing, like even the red parts now have become golden, and the wings have gotten even larger. Then you have like there's a lot of ridiculous card ass cards of this Superior Dragon SR. Where the dragons on the shoulders have become blue, and that's the wings cool. have become red. Oh, and also the instead of having a star like or the Federation cross, the star is now like an inverted pentagram on the waist there. He's got like knee blades, which very funny seeing knee blades on an SD because, well, they don't have much of that. And then we have what the evil Superior Dragon that comes up later, Six. Are you keeping track of these?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
That one looks great.
Yeah, no, this is the evil version, so it's all blue now. The dragon heads have, like, now opened their mouths and are, like, screaming. And I love the holograph. That's my favorite thing on the Cardass stuff, is I love the way the holographic effects look. They just look great.
The holographic eyes look so good.
No two scans of this card are going to look the same because of it, but it's so good. Also, I still love, I've mentioned it before, but every time a video game has the SD Gundam units in it, and then they strike the pose from the card and it makes the hologram foil appear in the background, so good. So yeah, the evil Superior Dragon happens after the death of the Superior Dragon.
But don't worry, he comes back as the Super Superior Dragon.
Where he gets, like, now he's even more golden, and he's gotten even more pointy, I guess. That's, like, the main change. He's gotten pointier. There's, like, extra points on the head. I'm sorry for going a little abstract here, but we're talking SD designs, so...
Yeah, we're talking SD designs that we only see on scans of holographic cards that are a little funny to look at.
They're a little ridiculous, but also, to be fair, they're also extremely good. I love these.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
From the Gold Saga, he gets a real type form, actually, too. Mm-hmm. The Superior Kaiser, where basically his body becomes a real type body with an SD head on it, which is very funny looking. I do love the detail on this, though. Look at the shoulders. They have Gundam faces inside the dragon heads.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. I just think that's a cute detail. And then Superior Dragon Z, later on, he becomes the Pope. Not actually, but he gets, like, this tall hat with a jewel in the middle. He gets some extra red parts, like, coming out of the arms and the backpack.
Would it be Z or would it be Z?
Let me see. It's Z. It has the letter Z. Okay. I'm just gonna say Z.
Okay.
It doesn't say Zeto. But then again, sometimes that is. Oh, and then that has its own Superior Kaiser form.
Whoa.
Where the now, like, the wings have two swords coming out of them, which looks incredibly cool. Like, there's actually, not just two. If you look along the back, you can see a bunch of,
like,
green energy.
Oh, yeah, they've got, like, sword feathers.
He has a red sword and a blue sword with two different Gundam heads on it. The red one has a Zeta head, and the blue one has, like, a standard Gundam head. And they're both wearing Pope hats on the sword with the way the guard is going.
That's so cool.
Has two tails, by the way, if you look around the back. There are two tails coming around to the front. Then he leaves. Eventually in the card game, I'm betting they were like, okay, power creep is happening in our card game, so here. Superior Kaiser Z leaves to go to another dimension. You can also see his dragon form there, on the right. Because he is a transformable.
Huh.
He can become a big dragon. And then, of course, later on, there's the Superior Dragon 00, which is based on the 00 Gundam. If you look at the shoulders, they're still dragon heads, but now they have little drives in them.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And then that became the Superior Elemental Dragon. Again, no story for any of these. None of this is translated. There's no fucking way we could do it. These are all great, actually. They're all so gaudy, but in a really cool way.
I wish I could dislike these. I feel like politically, I should dislike these, and they're all just
And
sick.
Then here he is creating the Night Unicorn and Night Banshee, because he is essentially a god figure and is like, okay, I will create two knights. And he creates these.
We're not talking about them.
Oh, no, I'm just...
Yeah, I just noting for listeners at home looking at the units discussed list and noticing that it's a million miles long. I'm not including these two.
Did they do a Robot Spirits of this one? I can't remember. No,
they did it. They did of the Superior Kaiser.
Oh, they did.
Oh, look at that.
Oh God. Okay, it's so funny because the head is clearly like, this is clearly not a real type. This is clearly like what is in that SD card we looked at, where it is an SD Gundam head with like a body even bigger than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of love, though, is the thing. It's fun. It's very silly, but it is fun, and I love like the little Gundam heads in the shoulders there. It's so good. These things are so gaudy, but I like them for how gaudy they are in a way. You know?
And this one's a fan job, so I'm not counting this one. But mm-hmm. here's the Z.
Oh, by the way, since you like this one, and I want to show you it in 3D, there's a Ban Presto line, not actually Bandai, but Ban Presto, that is which is owned by Bandai now, I guess. So, of the evil Superior Dragon, so you can see it in 3D there. It's even doing the pose on the card. Also, please take a look at its weapons. Because I didn't know this about it until here. It generates flaming swords out of those shoulders.
And freezing swords, too.
And it has freezing swords. This thing is fucking cool.
This thing's very cool. You can see there the art I pasted of the fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fan.
It mostly just adds the swords. It looks a little,
mm-hmm.
little tacky, but, you know.
those sword wings, though, here's the thing.
I know, the sword wings. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at, so Hachika, who, if you look at reviews of, like, various, like, Robot Spirits and whatnot, you may know that name, got that old SDX one. It came out in 2019, so it's actually a newer one, huh? I kind of want to see if I could find this now.
Looks so good.
Like, the toy, for being an SD Ban Presto toy, looks real good. Also, just, I love those flaming shoulders so much. Like, the fact that the dragons on the shoulders start breathing fire and then the handles pop out is so good to me.
I also want to point out, this is, I don't think I need to spoiler tag this. There is a build thing where this shows up that's not important.
Yeah,
The way they draw it, like, when it shows up with this just like blocks of colors, like... It looks like Studio Trigger-ish in a way that just, mm-hmm. I think, looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I wanted it to, but yeah, this is why I had to talk about the Superior Dragon, because it's ridiculous, but it's
really good.
It's actually a really cool design. Like, at a glance, you look at it and you're like, what is this golden bullshit? I can't see any detail. This sucks. But then, like, as you start seeing how ridiculous it gets, it's like, oh, This actually fucking rules, is the thing. I like it a lot. And that's why I wanted to make sure we talked about it on this episode. So, yeah. I just think the Night Gundam stuff is cool. I'm a sucker for it. I'm not even a big fantasy person, but for some reason, like, taking all the mobile suits and putting them into weird fantasy roles is just really fun to me.
It's fun. It's good. We did an episode about this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We did do an RPG episode about this. God. All right. Well, Six, I guess that would conclude it for this week's episode.
Indeed.
Where can people find you on the internet, Six?
Oh, wait. You could... No? What?
Sorry, I was going to say, are we doing cleanup or anything? Sorry, I should have asked.
No, we're just going here.
Okay, any questions or no?
Nope. No questions.
Send me questions, damn you! Sorry, viewers.
Yeah, if you want to send questions, you should send them to @6detmar on Twitter, @6detmar. DMs are open. Let me double check. I don't think there are any, though. It's just been, yeah, the world's just been busy, and I get it. Yep. But yeah, send us questions. We'll answer them. We'll talk about them. Yeah.
Do you know, my incredulousness was joking there. Please don't be mad at me, people.
Oh, don't worry. I'll edit that so you sound even more angry.
No!
You can also find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Dylan, what about you?
You can find me on the internet at lowpolyrobot on twitter.com. And yeah, this was a fun episode.
Yeah, I can't possibly have any quotes for this, but...
yeah, no, there's no fucking way. Good luck.
You know what?
The worst part is all the cars have quotes on them, but they also have kanji, I think, general. They may have furigana on the top of them. But I don't think that'll help you in this short amount of time.
There's, you know, in Gundam Breaker 3, you get a Night Gundam as your fucking, like, companion, and he often says, "Power is surging through me."
Yeah.
Peace!
Imagination. 望むところだ。茶の間とこの間。ところ構わずボタン。